inside and out, and love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Stand above me, look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Take your time.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
99.7 Max FM.
Out of my way.
out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home and stare.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light south winds. Temperatures dropping to the upper 50s by sunrise. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with highs reaching the middle 80s. By Thursday, temperatures in the upper 80s. For national weather stories, severe weather videos, and live storm chasing, visit severestudios.com. Currently 65 degrees.
99.7 Max FM. watching me.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Down the only road I'm
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far.
try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Crowd sizes at rallies, one of the issues last night during the debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump. The vice president claiming supporters leave Trump's rallies early because of what she calls exhaustion.
People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics. That's because people want to take their country back.
Trump claimed the Harris-Walz administration would aim to take citizens' guns away from them.
Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
The former president calling on Republicans to force an end-of-the-month government shutdown if there's no requirement of proof of citizenship to vote. Opening statements expected today in the federal civil rights trial of five fired Memphis cops charged with beating Tyree Nichols to death in January of 2023 after a traffic stop a block away from his home during which he cried out for his mother. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Flags in Wisconsin fly at half staff tomorrow, honoring those who lost their lives on 9/11, 23 years ago. Governor Tony Evers also declaring a state day of service and remembrance, encouraging folks to give back to their neighbors and communities. A Milwaukee man now charged with multiple counts of attempted homicide in the shooting and wounding of three police officers last week. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Keith Jeter fired shots at officers who returned fire. Jeter, who was being sought on a felony